Alex Meredith from the Central Hardin chapter in Kentucky, Star in Agribusiness.
Has a pretty nice sound to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
So tell me about the experience of being here at this 84th National FFA Convention, walk on stage at Conseco, and hear your name called as the American Star.
That was a very surreal experience. I mean, I had, of course, hoped that it might happen. We were all of us who competed in this level would all be fit to win, and that it was me today. It was a really exciting experience.
Well, tell me about spending some time with the other three finalists here this week.
They are all fantastic businessmen. They all have great operations, from what I heard, from what I could tell. I wish I could go see for myself, and maybe I'll get to in the future. I think I made some friends this week.
So tell me about your operation.
I sell ornamental flowers, which, the whole horticulture business, it runs year-round. Poinsettias at Christmas. Of course, there are spring flower sales. Everybody likes them for Mother's Day and Derby Day, and chrysanthemums in the fall for a little bit of slow time.
So what pointed you in this direction?
Well, I grew up on a family farm, and I loved it. It was a great experience, but there were a couple of major drawbacks in my mind. The first one was that you can't control the prices of your own produce. You have to take what the market gives you. And the other is that you can't control the weather, and that can ruin a year when you do everything right. So I got into a business where I can set my own prices, and under the plastic, I control the weather.
Tell me about the role that FFA has played in your life.
FFA gave me an early idea of some of the technical skills that I would need, but more than anything, FFA taught me to speak and to present ideas. That's, of course, very important when you're pursuing a business. You need to present a business plan. You need to get financing. The ability to use effective phrasing and communication skills was definitely a tremendous part of my FFA education, and I hope everyone's.
Alex, let me ask, what's it going to mean back home to your home chapter and to the community when you get back being named an American Star?
Well, not everybody gets one of these, so I'm told, and I know my advisors are excited that they've never had a star in agribusiness before, and I know that this will be I'm hoping it'll be a motivating influence for my chapter, because I'm like any one of them. There are younger members of my chapter who I know could end up right where I'm sitting today if they apply themselves, and hopefully seeing that it can come from Kentucky, that it can come from their chapter, will encourage them to do so.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that there have been some influential people along the way that has helped you get to where you're at.
Yes, that's absolutely true. My father, Steve Meredith, was a national officer when he was in FFA, and he has been a great mentor and motivating force in my life. He has been there encouraging without interfering at every stage of my current endeavors, and that's been completely invaluable. I couldn't have done it without him. The same goes for my advisor, Larry Hendrick, who he and I have been friends since I started high school. We've been to a lot of conventions together, and this is a good one to end on.
So what's future career plans look like?
Well, I'm currently studying electrical engineering, and I intend to apply that in my home county, which has a rapidly growing manufacturing base. That will allow me to be near my business and will give me a source of funding to make capital investments and further improve the location I've selected.
Alex, I want to congratulate you again on the accomplishments throughout your FFA career, but especially on the accomplishment here at this National FFA Convention in Indianapolis.
Thank you very much, sir. It's been a real honor.